Tonight I'd like to share with you a Dvar Halacha based on the Gemara. And coincidentally, it has to do with this week's parasha as well. The Gemara has a rule, Ein Adam Oisa Dova Sheina Shalai. A person can't make something that's not his oser. The Gemara says if Reuven bows down to Shimon's item as an Avodah Zarah, he doesn't oser it. He bows down to Shimon's animal. It doesn't become a Nevat. A person can't ask for something that's not his. That's the rule of the Gemara, actually in the Amud Aleph, and it goes over to the Amud Beis. Gemara says, but through a Maisa, you could ask for something that's not yours. If a person goes and he shechts his neighbor's animal, l'shem avodah zarah, then it does become aser. Through a Maisa, you could ask for something that's not yours. That's the rule here in the Gemara, and that's the way we pass it. We have a problem by the rule of Bostis L'Dover Ha'aser in Dine Mukta. As you all know, the halacha is if you put something Mukta on top of something that's not Mukta, the bottom one becomes Mukta from the top one. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, that the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, that if I put something on your object, Ein Adamais L'Dover Sheina Shalai. It brings the lashon of this Gemara, I can't ask for your thing. So if I put my thing on top of your object, ain't other meisa dover sheina shalai. Macher it's a pella. With a meisa, we say you do ask a dover sheina shalai. I don't understand. The Gemara says, ain't other meisa dover sheina shalai. With a machshava, you can't ask for somebody else's thing. But with a meisa, you could. The whole sugya is saying that you could. So, I'm putting my thing on your thing. That's what Aser is. One thing is on top of the other thing. Ah, that's what makes it Aser. Isn't it? I make your thing a Bostis to my thing. Well, what's Bostis? Bostis is that it's under the other thing. That's Machshava? I said, not Machshava. What? I have to be mishanet. Is that the thing? Because a bosses is a bosses without the shinui. Is that something on top of it? Maybe the mice is only if you change it. That's what you're saying. What? You're pouring on the chronos. If you pour on the chronos, it's a mice. You don't change it either. Okay. Good. Right. So Because the ma'isa is a fact. The fact is, so it's aser. A machshava, my machshava has no bearing on your thing. But a ma'isa, the ma'isa that asks it, asks it. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya." Il Keshchita says it. You share somebody else's thing. What? Yeah, it's true because it's a machshava with a ma'isa, not a machshava alone. When they shef, then Mashava could answer it. But not just Mashava by itself. So I think the answer has to do with the aside of the Isra of Bosses. One of the rules of Muktzah, you all know, is a Bosses the Dabar Asr. Muktzah on top of non-Muktzah makes the bottom thing Muktzah. The aside of the Isra, the lumdis of the Isra of Bosses, as I'll explain, is not that the Meister answers. The mice of having a muktzah on a non-muktzah really doesn't answer. It is an inyan of machshava. I want to explain. It's interesting that when the Mishnah Berurah brings down the rules of basis in Simon Teshin, he brings from our parasha, he says, what is basis? So there are a lot of words. Mishnah Berurah doesn't always bring rayas to teach it, but he brings them from the parasha. It says, Sakiyar Veskanoi. Veskanoi targuma yas besisei. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this pasuk as a raya. Mishnah Berurah doesn't stand bring psukim as taich. Not just the Mishnah Berurah, all the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch bring this. The lumdis of bosses is not. It's not true that if you have something muktzah on top of something not muktzah, the bottom one becomes aser. It's really not emes. It's only true if. If the bottom is meant to serve the top one, if the intention of the person putting it there is that the bottom item is kavua as a base for the top one, That's the only time that it has a din of a basis. I'll tell you how cool it says in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if you have in your drawer non-muktzah things and muktzah things, before Shabbos, someone opens up his drawer and throws in his wallet and his change, and he throws it, he opens his sock drawer, he throws it in, it's on top of the socks. Do the socks become osur because they're basis? They're under his wallet, which is muktzah. So Mishnah Berurah says, here in Siman Teshuvah, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Chayei Adam that it doesn't become muktzah. He says, if you have things in a drawer, and the only reason one thing is on top of the other is because the drawer is crowded. You can't fit everything in the drawer. So it may look one thing is on top of another. No one in his right mind says socks are a base for money. No one understands that the sock is a base for the money. Physically, the money is on top of the socks. But that doesn't make it a basis. Because basis is not a davar that the maisa is what asses. The thing that's on top of the thing on bottom is not the maisa that asses. It's the machshava. It's the idea that this is besise. This is a base to the thing that's on top of it. And it's a tremendous nafka mina la halacha where it doesn't belong there, it just happens to be there. Yeah.
What about on a table?
What about what on a table?
Some people left the muktzah on a table.
Well, there's also shokach is not a basis. If you happen to leave things there, they don't belong there. It's anyway not a basis.
But
yeah,
so
it's not a basis. The basis is only if it's meant to be a base for it. It's only if it's meant to be. If you just happen to leave things there, it's not. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah brings a second Chayei Adam. If a person left some coins deliberately, he put some coins on top of. I'm sorry, Rabbi Rachmiel, go ahead.
Okay.
It's a Dimian. Yeah, it's a Rai, but it's a Dimian. Okay, good. See, that's a mistake. If you put a leichter on a table, and now the table's going to be muktzah, the thing that you put there to make it a basis of davar amuta has to be something that belongs on the table. Now, if you put challahs there, now the challahs are usually cheaper than the leichter, typically. So why don't you say that the leichter is worth more than the challahs? Because if you have a table and it's crowded, why do you take off the table? The challahs or the leichter? Why do you put somewhere else? The table is more of a base to challahs than a base to leichters. That's the idea of a basis. A basis is that it serves the thing on top of it. It depends. If it's a table you're diving on, I don't know. A Gemara maybe. What belongs there? The Chayei Adam says, the second kula, that if you have some coins in a drawer or on a table, even though it belongs there, it wasn't shakach, he deliberately left it there. His lashon is, Ein Adam Mevatel Shulchanai Bishvil Eza Prutais. Even though he wanted the money to be there, Ein Adam Mevatel Shulchanai Bnei Eza Prutais. The person doesn't make his table muktzah because of a few coins. What does it mean? The person, if it's a muktzah, it's muktzah. It's this idea that the idea of basis is when something is a base to the thing on top of it. It's a mishamish to the thing on top of it. A person doesn't make a table a mishamish to coins that are on top of it. That's not his machshava. That's not his intention. The din of basis is something that asks because of the machshava. You need the metzias also, or else it's not us. But it only asks because it services the thing on top. That's why challahs, the table is more of a basis to challahs than it's a basis to leichters.
So if he has a basis for his daughter Osler, it would be Osler.
If he wants it to be a basis, then it is.
In other words, I can answer my conversation as basis if my daughter is that it should be a basis.
No, but you can't. The Meister don't show you Shaloy the Machshava.
But the Meister.
But that's what I'm telling you. It's not the Meister that asks. It's the Machshava that asks.
So what is the Meister?
There's the Maisa that asks. Yeah, yeah. Well, it has a Maisa Shem Avayda Zor, but it's the Maisa Avayda that asks. By bosses, it's not the Maisa at all. It's the Machshava. You have to have, it has to be a boss.
I offended. Have a Machshava, it should be a boss.
Yeah.
Machshava is meaningless. Because
it's his thing. Machshava doesn't ask. Mishabura says a bigger chiddush. He says, if you have a table that's set, you have a leifter, and the table is muktzah. You only have a leifter there, ben hashmashis, the table is muktzah. You're allowed to eat by a table that's muktzah, you're just not allowed to move it. Table is muktzah. Mishabura says, the guy came in the morning and removed the leifter from the table. The table remains a basis. What about the tablecloth? You had no chalas there. The table remains a basis. What about the tablecloth? So Mishnah Berurah brings, I think, from the Taz, that the tablecloth is not a basis. People don't need a leifter on top of a tablecloth. It's just not shayach. You don't cut a circle to put your leifter down. So the main little tablecloth is under the leifter. The tablecloth is there for the table, not for the leifter. So Mishnah Berurah says, now here you have a case where the leifter makes the table a basis, and the tablecloth is a sandwich in between the leifter and the table doesn't become a basis, it's a pelon. And Mishnah Berurah said the tablecloth is not. Now normally you can't take off the tablecloth because you're going to move the leifter. So here's a case where the guy moved the leifter away, and now you're left with the tablecloth by itself. He said the tablecloth is not muktzah. Tablecloth is not a basis to the leifter. It's a basis. You eat on a tablecloth. Your leifter doesn't need a tablecloth. It just, there's no room, so maybe it's there. What? It
doesn't become a basis to the table. Serving the table isn't there for
what?
The tablecloth.
A basis on top is not a basis. It's not a base for it. Something on top doesn't become a basis. It's got to be under it to become a basis. A basis is a base. Anyway, this aside in understanding the issue of basis, the aside is that basis is because something is a base to something else. If something just happens to be there, or if something, is not deliberately there, you don't want it there, it doesn't apply. I had in my, many years ago, I once had a shayla, my wife had draped her handbag over the doorknob of one of the rooms in the house. So I was wondering if the door became a basis now to the handbag. The handbag had the bar muktzah in it, it's hanging from the doorknob. So does the door become a basis to the handbag?
Why would that be a basis? They stay like when it's, you have in the freezer a lot of stuff that you can't use in the door. The shadow will open the door. What is that? That would be the same thing.
That should be awesome then. That'd be awesome. So what? So I was wondering if the door, if a mechuba l'kakeh was telltale, that's what I was wondering about. So those days I davened Berurah five calls. So I asked him after davening. So he said, your wife left it on the doorknob? Ain't no demoy, said Dovah Shayna Shalai. And he told me, your wife can't ask for your door. You can't ask for your door.
It's the only thing
on
the doorknob.
Okay. So, it's a little bit of a chiddush because, as you see here in the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings, all the place can bring, that if it's nicha to the Bailim, if you let someone do it, it doesn't, right, but I guess handbags don't belong at doorknobs. They get put there occasionally. What? I guess it depends. It depends on the circumstances. Anyway, this is the rule. They don't like to double shingle. What? What if? If I put it, then I don't like to double shingle. If double shingle, then it'll be shalai. Oh, then the other shadow will come in. Okay. Okay.